This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for September 2019. Why are medical schools recruiting musicians to train as physicians? Dr. Stephen Nicholas is a medical doctor, pediatric AIDS expert, and former head of the admissions department at Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons for 9 years. He says, "We have one highest desire, to find people who will make great doctors. The question facing all medical schools is, how do you find those individuals? Some schools use metrics. Some look at undergraduate majors. Those things are important. But they're not what make this place tick. We think there are a lot of surrogate measures that can help students become the sort of doctors who will be passionate, who will be listeners. Music is one of them." Dr. Nicholas studied under one of the great pediatricians of our time, T. Barry Brazelton, who taught him the importance of shutting up and listening. Dr. Nicholas says, "If you're a musician, you've got to listen. You've got to watch. You've got to be very involved and observant. These traits, if you're attuned to what other people are doing, you're probably going to be a better doctor. Then there are traits like compassion and selflessness. We have a sacred relationship with patients. We hear their secrets. We invade their bodies to make them better. It's all part of an agreement. So we certainly want people who have an ability to feel." Peter Jackson wrote in his article, From Musicians to Physician, Why Medical Schools Are Recruiting for Musical Ability. He interviewed 3 highly skilled musicians that are in medical school. These skilled musicians bring to medical school their manual dexterity from playing their instrument, being prepared, and constant continual improvement, meaning they avoid complacency. Mr. Jackson said, Andrew Dunsmore, Dr. Doug Angel, and Jessa Vokey all completed a degree in music before deciding to move into medicine. Doug Angel, a 35-year-old pianist and medical doctor, said, "In an operating theater, his instruments are not a piano, but the tools for reconstructive surgeries of the head and neck. From his many years of playing the piano, he developed his manual dexterity skills for his surgical practice."